Prologue. The weather in London in December 1598 had been frigid. So cold that 10 days before New Year the Thames was nearly frozen over at London Bridge. It thawed just before Christmas, and hardy playgoers flocked to the outdoor Rose Playhouse in Southwark in record numbers. But the weather turned freezing cold again on St. John's Day, the 27th, and a great snowstorm blanketed London on the 28th of December. As the snow fell, a dozen or so armed men gathered in Shoreditch in London's northern suburbs. Instead of the clubs usually wielded in London's street brawls or apprentice riots, they carried deadly weapons. Swords, daggers, bills, axes and such like. Other than the Tower of London, which housed England's arsenal, about the only places to come by some of the larger weapons were the public theatres, where they were used to give a touch of realism to staged combat. In all likelihood, these weapons were borrowed from the Curtain Playhouse near Finsbury Field, temporary home of the Chamberlain's men. The armed men didn't have far to go. Their destination was another playhouse in Shoreditch, the nearby Theatre. The Theatre, built in 1576, was London's oldest and most celebrated playhouse, nursery of the great drama of Thomas Kyd, Christopher Marlowe and Shakespeare. It was here, a few years earlier, that audiences had heard the ghost who cried so miserably at the theatre, like an oyster wife, "Hamlet, revenge!" Not Shakespeare's play, but an earlier, now lost Hamlet. As the men approached the hulking building, the theatre itself must have seemed a ghostly presence. Vacant now for 2 years in the aftermath of a fallout between the Chamberlain's men and their prickly landlord, Giles Allen. Local residents, seeing the armed troop approach, may well have been confused about what was happening during this week of holiday revels, for at the head of the group was the leading tragedian in England, the charismatic star of the Chamberlain's men, Richard Burbage. But this was no impromptu piece of street theatre. Burbage, his older brother Cuthbert, and the rest of the men bearing weapons were there in deadly earnest, about to trespass and take back what they considered rightfully theirs, and, if necessary, come to blows with anyone trying to stop them. The Chamberlain's men were in trouble, and the only way out was to get in a bit deeper. Things had begun to go wrong 2 years earlier, when James Burbage, Richard and Cuthbert's father, and the man who had built the theatre, had decided to build an indoor stage in the wealthy London neighbourhood of Blackfriars. The venue would have enabled his son Richard and the other shareholders of the Chamberlain's men to act year-round for a more upmarket and better paying clientele, providing more security than they had at the theatre, where the lease was expiring. James Burbage had sunk the considerable sum of £600 into the venture. As the Blackfriars Theatre neared completion, influential neighbours who were worried about the noise and riff-raff that the theatre might attract had succeeded in having playing band there. James Burbage had died soon after, having also failed to renegotiate an extension on his lease at the theatre. His sons Richard and Cuthbert had no better luck changing Giles Allen's mind. With the Burbages' capital tied up at Blackfriars, and the theatre now in Allen's hands, the Chamberlain's men, lacking a permanent playing space, were in danger of becoming homeless. By early December, Richard Burbage had quietly approached five of his fellow actor shareholders in the company: William Shakespeare, John Hemmings, Augustine Phillips, Thomas Pope, and Will Kemp, with a plan. The first thing they needed to do was find a new site for a theatre, one that was accessible to London's playgoers, but outside the city limits, where playhouses weren't subject to the authority of the often hostile city fathers. Members of the company, probably Hemmings and Condell, who lived in the parish of St. Mary Aldermanbury, had learned that a neighbour, Sir Nicholas Brend, was looking to rent some land in Southwark. The property was a stone's throw from the Rose Theatre, home of their main rivals, the Admiral's Men. The Chamberlain's men quickly came to terms with Brend, securing an inexpensive 31-year lease, which was theirs from Christmas Day. The transaction was rushed, and it wasn't until late February that the paperwork was completed.